Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. Let this be a lesson to parents out there everywhere, because today we toast a 10-year-old boy from Yongning County, China. Now, after being severely scolded by his father for not completing his homework on time, the boy stormed out of the house and went straight to a nearby store. That's where he asked to use the phone. Well, he dialed 110, that's the Chinese equivalent of 911, and asked to speak to the police. When the police got on the phone, he told them he had proof that his father was concealing poppy shells, an illegal narcotic, there in China. Well, the kid waited patiently for the police to arrive, then he let him into the house so that they could conduct a search. And during the search, the police indeed found 8 dried poppy shells on the balcony. Dad was admitted that he bought them, and then he was arrested and taken away. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you're going to yell at your kid, don't be doing anything questionable that the kid knows about. The kid's like, all right, cool. Yell at me.
Poppy shells?
Poppy shells. So poppy, which obviously made into all kinds of different things there, but in China, absolutely very much illegal. So even to buying the poppy shells, it's not something you want to have there. Basically, right. They're finding like cocaine residue would be the equivalent of that. So they showed up. They lived in the apartment. The guys went out on the balcony, and there's like, yeah, there's 8 of them here. The problem is the kid knew, yelled at the kid. The kid's like, F you, Dad, sending your ass to jail. They believe the kid regrets it now. They're not entirely sure because Dad hasn't come back home.
Say, right, now Dad's in jail.
Dad's in jail. I'm just saying, if you yell at your kids about something, make sure that whatever you're doing on the side, they know nothing about. Because kids are kids.
And if you're doing illegal drugs, maybe not leave them out on the balcony.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Well, the kid knew where it all was. Just saying, man. So again, if you're going to yell at your kids, it's cool. You do what you got to do as a parent. But if you're doing illegal activity and they're aware of it, maybe meet them halfway. That's all. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.